Kurt, we're talking a lot about budgets, Boise State's fiscal budget, and one thing I noticed just looking at the 2016 numbers was over the years how the, and this is for a lot of businesses out there, medical expenses and insurance, either the way you attribute it internally in your department or it's just the way it's gone, but there seems to have been at some point or another, you know, a big change over the years. An expense item, Kurt, that was $184,000 went to $750,000, went to over $1.2 million. I'm imagining that's where it sits now. Is that just what's happened over time with the way you have to pay insurance or what?
Yeah, it is. We work closely with campus across, or with the folks across campus, to make sure that we're, you know, doing what we need to do to cover all the kids that come into the program. And as you can see, that number fluctuates, but it's really gone up over the last 5 years. We're hoping to maybe get a little bit better number this upcoming year, working through a program called SHIP, that has been in place before, went away, and might come back a little bit. So we're actually looking to maybe save a little money in that area in this upcoming year. But as you can see, Jeff, that's an expense that, you know, we don't have a lot of control over. It's a bid process that the campus goes through, and I think we're hopeful that we're going to be able to maybe change that a little bit this upcoming year. But that's been a cost that's really gone up for us, that's been hard for us to handle, and it's something that, you know, we've got to deal with each year.
Kurt, we're always looking at how much money conferences kick out. There's a lot of talk about joining a Power 5 conference or staying in a non-Power 5 conference and what the money's like. And so I like to look at that NCAA conference and tournament revenue item. And, you know, there's basketball revenue in there from the NCAA tournament that comes through the conference. There's bowl game revenue and so forth. Is that expected to grow through the Mountain West with the kind of unit payment system through the NCAA basketball tournament? And I don't think there's been anybody since Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl to get some of that CFP money. And I don't know how they did in the conference races to get the biggest percentage of CFP money versus the other group of five.
Well, in football, you know, this past year our conference was third of the five. And so at the end of the year, when they rate all that, you know, the higher up your conference is ranked among the five, the more money you can make. And so I think 2 years ago we were maybe number two or number one, and then this past season we ended up being the third best conference behind the American and the MAC. And so, you know, that's a big swing in money for us that we've got to handle. That's the thing there is, I mean, we can only control what Boise State does. So, you know, our conference has a lot of conversations about scheduling and making sure that we're doing our best to win the games that we should, and being successful in the bowl season obviously helps. And then on, you know, the basketball side of things, as you guys know, a couple of years ago, the Mountain West had five teams in it, and this year we had one. So that fluctuates as well. And, you know, when we don't have teams being successful in the postseason in football and basketball, that hurts every department in the conference from a revenue standpoint.
Kurt, how tempting is it to talk to Coach Harsin about taking a road guarantee type game,
yep,
an SEC game, or I don't want to say a Pac-12 game, but some of them could be that, a Notre Dame or whatever it is. And I don't know if the market is that great for Boise State to be paid that kind of money to go on the road somewhere. But there's got to be some temptation at times to get well, per se, with one of those kinds of games. What are the thoughts there on that?
Well, it's something we've talked about. You know, if you look at our schedule going forward, the openings are in 19, 20, and 21. But, you know, I think if it came to a point where we said, hey, we've got to find a way to, you know, go get a big check, we're just in a position where we've got to do something like that. You know, if you look at those 3 years, I don't have it in front of me, but I think in 19 and 20, you know, our non-conference games, two of them are Florida State and BYU. And then I think that's a Marshall year, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if you guys have that in front of you. I don't have it in front of me.
I do.
But,
yeah,
19
okay.
And
20.
Is it Florida State, Marshall, BYU in 19, I think?
Yep, and in 20.
Okay. And in 20. So, you know, you guys know right off the bat, we got to be pretty careful there. In fact, in 19, we go to BYU and to Florida State. So it goes back to the balance as well. I mean, we want to set ourselves up for success. But with all that said, if we get closer to those years where we're looking at a budget and going, man, we've really got to make some hard decisions, then that's certainly something Coach Harsin and I would sit down and talk about. And, you know, again, we got to be smart with the scheduling, but sometimes from a budget standpoint, maybe you got to go play games that you wouldn't necessarily want to based on the three non-conference games that we've already got scheduled in those years. So, yeah, Jeff, definitely tempting, and we have talked about it, but we don't have any plans, at least today, moving forward for playing one of those guarantee games.
Well, Kurt, looking at just, you know, revenue items, it's so difficult to go out there and make money in anything but football because the expenses kind of hold it back in the other sports. And
yep.
What is that mantra? Is it just, let's just try to control our expenses? Because the marketplace tells you you don't have much control over your revenue.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it just goes back to business 101. I mean, when you're looking at the budget, you got to do two things. One, you got to make sure you're spending it wisely. And you got to make sure that you're not just spending things on something that maybe you don't absolutely need. So being frugal with the budget and making sure that the coaches understand how important it is to watch over that, that's certainly step number one. And then the second part is, you know, do you look at cutting budgets or decreasing what you already give programs? And if not, then you got to find ways to go out and raise the money. So it's a mixture of those three. You know, you got to spend wisely. If you got to make cuts, that certainly is a possibility going forward. And if you're not willing to do that or able to, because maybe you're already at bare bones with some of those programs, then you got to find ways to raise the money. And so, you know, that's, we talk about that every day, and that's something that's, you know, certainly on the list of everybody that works in our department. And I think we've done a good job of making sure that people all understand where we are budget wise and how much it's going to take to get us to where we want to go.
Cub, the one that's always shocked me is people have a perception, I feel, that men's basketball is another tremendous revenue opportunity or source for the university. I can't remember the last time men's basketball ever lost less than $1 million per year. And I don't think it's unique to Boise State. There's probably the majority of group of five college basketball men's programs lose about $1 million or maybe even more. Is there any way to change that around?
The this season that we just went through, you know, we sold over 6,000 season tickets, and that's the most that we've sold in a long time. I guess I don't necessarily look at, you know, can we raise enough money to pay for the program? Because, mm-hmm. you know, so much money is generated from football that some people don't see. I mean, people are interested in giving to our program just because they love football. But that doesn't mean that money goes to football. That goes to support our whole program. And, you know, that's common amongst 90% of the schools across the country that have Division I football. We did well in basketball in terms of revenue, and I'm hopeful that we're going to do the same thing again this year. But I don't necessarily look at it as, you know, does this program generate enough money to pay for itself? I mean, there's very few programs across the country that can say that for any sport. I think we do a good job here at Boise State, and we're thankful and appreciative to all the fans that chip in to help do that. But, you know, football and basketball tickets are a big source of revenue for us, and that's how we look at it. We don't necessarily look at it as does it pay for this sport or that sport. That revenue that's generated by those two programs helps pay for the whole thing. And so that's where we try to focus a lot of our energies on, because that's where the biggest opportunities are to make money.
Hey, last but not least, Kurt, the bowl people came out, made a decision that next year the 6-6 teams get priority over a bowl berth, over a 5-7 team. You know, the Mountain West was involved in this with San Jose State getting in that bowl game and winning it with a losing record. I wonder, what was the conversation like at conference level? I know that there was a time where Craig Thompson was just humiliated that a 5-7 team had to play against Nevada in this own bowl game. What was the conference chatter?
Well, you know, the conference is a little mixed, but at the same time, I think for the most part, you know, no one's really in total favor of a 5-7 team playing in the postseason. But I think the NCAA at this point, you know, got it right, and I do think that that's the way to go about it. If you're going to allow 5-7 teams to play in a bowl game. I think that's the best way to set it up.
Kirk, thank you so much for your time. Very much appreciated.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.